Mishnah Daf Hey Amud Aleph is talking about a kosel chatzah shenofam. And we mentioned there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Right? Kosel chatzah shenofam, the Reisha talks about a chiv to be bona, to rebuild a kosel until Dalet Amos. The Seifa talks about rebuilding it above Dalet Amos. So when it comes to Dalet Amos, so then we say Becheska shenosam, that if one of them was Tovea, the other one, if there are Edom that he built the wall, or if there are Edom that he was Tovea, the second Shukuf, to contribute to the wall, Chokas HaRishonim, and he didn't want to pay, and then later, he claims Parati, he says that I did pay, so then he's Neman, Becheska Shenosan, Shevi Raya Shalom Nelson. So then the other Shukuf is Taka Neman to say that he did contribute. But then the Mishnah says, Midalar Amasulamalan, Emechai Benoso, Dalet Amos Ulamalan, there is no chiyuv. There's no din of Hezekiah Dalet Amos Ulamalan. It's up to Mishnah, Samach Lokos Alachav, Mishalo Nosim, Olav Esatikr, Medadalin, Olav Esakol. If Samach Lokos Alachav, if you put another kosel next to the first kosel, so then we do force him to pay, even Lamalan Midalet Amos. But here the Mishnah says, Becheska Shalonosa, Natshiyav Yiraya Shonosan. Here's Becheska Shalonosa. Because as Rashi says, people don't think that they'll have to pay for more than Dalet Amos. They think they're going to get a freebie. There'll be some Lakos Alacher, and then they'll be able to make a tikra, to make some kind of a binyan there. They'll be able to use the other wall, but they don't think that they'll have to pay. So therefore, until Bezdin is Mechayev, then they're not going to pay. So we started discussing, what's the reason that they do have to pay? Right? The Mishnah says, Samach Lakos Alacher, there's a chiv. So what taka is that chiyuv? So most of the Rishonim seem to say that the chiyuv is due to the fact that the kosel is on the chutzah of the second shutuf. It's on both of their makomos, right? It's on the location of both of them, both the person who built it and the other individual. So because it's on the location of the second individual, zachsel chatzera, that's what the Rad, Rabbi Yona, the Rashba, a whole school of thought in the Rishonim, is that zachsel chatzera. There are nuances of difference within the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that Zach Lo Chatzera only if the Bona had in mind that his Chatzera should be Zocha. Others say, no, naturally he's going to be Zocha because the Kosel is being built on his property. But this is the approach of many Rishonim. The Ritva argued, and he said, no, it's not that Zach Lo Chatzera is Stam. It's a Din Yoreh. It's like an Asod Asiyolita. Even if it's not Asod Asiyolita, it's not normal to make a Geder taller than Dalet Amos. You can't call that Asuya Elita, but Goli Adaita Denichale, once he's Samach Lokos Alachas, a Goli Adaita Denichale, so it's like a Sod Asuya Elita. It's like a circumstance where it's normal to build taller than Dalet Amos. If it's normal, so then Midin Yored, we can be Mechayev of this individual. The Ritva explains, what does that mean? That means that Zoch Selachatzera, so we explain what he means, is that Yored is Mechayev because Yakona the Shevach of the Yored. The person on whose property the Yored made the improvement is Kona the Shevach of that Yored. So that's what Zoch Selachatzera means. It's not that the Chotzer is Zoch Estam. No, Yored kicks in over here, and the Din Yored tells me that he's Zoch and the Shevach of the Yored, so therefore he's going to be Chayev to pay. Rabbi Nogersham offered a third approach. He seemed to assume that the chiv is not midin yored, and it's not stam azach slachatzer, but what's the chiv midin? Nene. Right? That he's nene, somach lokos al acher, right? Megalglin alovas akol, because the individual is nene. Rabbi Nogersham points out that it's really only after he builds the tikra. It's not just somach lokos al acher. When the Mishnah says, al bishlonosan alovat as a tikra, that means he didn't put the tikra on the original wall. He only has it on kundisin. He built another wall, and he has a tikra. There are kundisin supporting that kora, that tikra, that roof, but he didn't support it on the original wall. The chiddush is that he's still nene from the original wall because it became a mechitzas beisom. It became the mechitzah of his home because it protects the area. It's not parutz to the open to rishus harabim. Or it's not parutz to the other individual's home. It's not parutz to the elements, if you will. So that wall, the original wall, became like Mechitza's basis, so he is Nene, Rabbi Nogersham claims. A third approach, that is Chayim Midin Nene, Rabbi Nogersham assumes that we're obviously talking about a situation where he was Nene already. Comes Tosfos, and he echoes Rabbi Nogersham's approach, but with a little bit of a twist. Ava Bishlonosan, Tikr Magaglin, Olav Esakol, says Tosfos, Ava Gav Zenenev Zelochoser, Potter, Mikol Mokom Kevin Degoli Yidaita, Denichalei Behagboa Chayiv. How is Tosis learning? What's the chiv over here? Is it midin yored? Is it midin zafs lechatzera? Clearly not, because his kasha is afal gav dezena nevezel lochaser. So he's coming at it midin nene. Tosis is clearly coming at it midin nene. So he has this kasha afal gav dezena nevezel lochaser potter, but over here he's going to be chayv, and he tries to explain why he's chayv. Right? Tosis is a kasha, and he has two different answers to this kasha, as we'll get to. But the clear implication, the assumption of Tosis, is that the chiyuv is not midin yored, not midin zachs lechatzera, but rather midin nene. Now, it's interesting, Tosis doesn't tell you anything about kundasin. So if you didn't have Rabbeinu Gershom, if you just read the Tosis, so you're stuck with the quandary over here. Tosis is different than the other Rishonim. He clearly is holding the chiyuv is midin nene. But the question that you should ask is, what's the hanah? If lo nasan alav es hatikra, forget about that it's zanana vizela choser, it's not even nana. No? Right? Shouldn't you have that kasha? Rabbeinu Gershom obviated that kasha because he said that yitaka onin. Right? He stood on his head to explain that afa bishl lo nasan alav es hatikra in the Mishnah doesn't mean he didn't put a tikra up. He did put a tikra up, he just didn't support it to the original wall. He supported it on the kundasin. And why does he say that? Because if not, then what's the hana? Where are you nene? How can you be chayim midin nene if there's no hana? But Tosis doesn't mention anything about that. He doesn't change the case. So l'chor, it's a little difficult. Where's the hana according to Tosis? Where's the hana? How can we be chayim him midin? How can we be mechayim him midin nene if there is no hana? So the Stipler in Simon Vav wants to suggest that maybe Tosis is saying a chiddush over here, right? Tosis is saying that the fact that it's bedaito to be mosif on the binyan, so that's called hana even now. Meaning, if we have an umdun in his das, the fact that he was samach lo kol salacher, so we already say mistama he's going to make a tikkun. I mean, why else is he putting the kosel there? Well, what's the point? Mistama he's going to attach to that original structure, right, to the wall on the side. So up the stipler, what Tosis might be assuming is that even a partial hanoah is called a hanoah. Even if part of the binyan is bonu, it doesn't have the whole binyan. It doesn't have the whole binyan. The part of the binyan is bonu, right? The original wall is bonu. He's going to use that wall. So he is nene. He will be nene, I should say, in the future from the original wall. He's not nene now because he doesn't have a structure yet. But since he will be nene in the future, and part of the binyan that he'll be nene from is already built, so he can be chayev already for what's built. He can be chayev for the structure that will be mahana him in the future. Quite a chiddush according to Tosfos. That you can be chayev midin nene, even if you're taka not nene yet at all. But someone has set into motion a binyan that's going to give you hana ultimately. So you can already be chayiv, zok the stipler, according to Tosis, you could be chayiv for what was done because you are nene. How are you nene? Well, you're nene because you have to build a structure, and the structure is partially built, so you are nene because you don't have to build that part of the structure. Since you don't have to build that part of the structure, and we have an umdana temuchach in yadas that you're going to want to use that structure, so you can be called nene from the original structure, from that chelik that's already built. That's also a hana. Even if you can't use the area, it doesn't matter if you can't use the area, but you're nene from a structure that's been built, so you can be chayev for that hana. Interesting pshat and Tosfos. Rabbeinu Gershom didn't need that, because he says that there really is a hana, but Tosfos doesn't say that there's a hana. So the stipler has to push into Tosfos that maybe you're chayev for the hana, because you don't have to build the wall that's already built. So less of the structure has to be built. But Tosis kasha is still a kasha. Tosis is a kasha. Let's assume that you could be chayiv midin nene over here. If you built the tikra, maybe even if you didn't build the tikra according to Tosfos, but it's still zanene v'zelo chosem. Right? This is the final word on this sugya. Now we keep on talking about this sugya. Zanene v'zelo chosem. What's the mechayiv? What's the ptur? If it's potter, it's potter. You know, when can you be chayiv? Why should you be potter? We keep on going back and forth with this. So this is the final word. But we can't understand this Tosis unless we had the background, right? Unless the sugya of Makav v'Nikif, the Gemara Bava Kama, and all the Rishonim there. So that background is going to help us understand this Tosis. What does Tosis ask? Zenenav Zalachosu, we pass in Zenenav Zalachosu Potter. So, in fact, Tosis, even if somehow you'll be able to be Machayev, this individual, for the Hanah of the Kosel that's built already, but it's still Lochosu. And if it's Lochosu, Zenenav Zalachosu is Potter. So, answers Tosfos in his first answer, Mikol Makom, Kevin de Goli Daite Den Ichale Behagba Chayev. Once Goli Daite Den Ichale Behagba, he shows that he wants the Hagba of the Kosel Lamala Midal Adamis, so then he can be Chayev. Chaimashmanami Beketzar Haregel, the Kamer Taima de Nikif Hamaket Potter. Rabbi Yossi is Machalik between Makif and Nikif according to the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Dafka im Omad Nikif Magaglin Olav Esakol, but Omad Makif will be Potter. So the Gemara wants to bring a Ryan Bava Kama Shmami Noz and Enav Zelochose Potter. Right? Taima de Nikif Hamaket Potter. If Amad Makiv, then the Nikiv is going to be Potter. Why? So the Gemara in the Havamina says, Zenenav Zalachose Potter. The Makiv is in Chose, even if the Nikiv is Nene, but the Makiv is in Chose, so therefore it's going to be Potter. Vafilo Hachi Kishama Nikiv Chayiv. And nevertheless, that Gemara that assumes that it's Zenenav Zalachose Potter, nevertheless, if Amad Nikiv is going to be Chayiv. So what do you see from that, says Tosfos? You see that if Goliad Daita Denichale Bahotzah, that's what Tosis in Bava Kama answers. We had this Tosis a bit. Right? Even if you say Zenanav Zalachose Potter, right? But if Goli Adaita Denichle, if Amad Nikif, Rabbi Yossi will say, then he's going to be Chayef. Because Goli Adaita Denichle Botsas, then he's going to be Chayef. Why? Well, what's the reason why you should be Chayef? So there are one of two reasons why you can be Chayef. I think we talked about this already. Right? There are a group of Achronim that want to say, why should you be Chayev by Goli Adaita Denichale? It's still Zenenav Zalachose. It's still Zenenav Zalachose. He is Nenav, but the other guy is in Chosis. If he is in Chosis, so why should you be Chayev? So we said that Tosis in Bava Basra and Afid Beis Amid Beis explains that why is it that Zenenav Zalachose is Pata? It's not because without a Chisorim you're always going to be Pata. That the Mechayev is the Chisorim, not the Hanah. The Mechayev is the Chisorim. And it's not, right? It's not that the Mechayev is the Chisorim. And it's not what? It's not that you're really Chayev for the Hanoah, but without the Chisorim, so then you're not called Nene Mechaveru. You're not taking the Hanoah from someone else. The Chisorim makes it that you're Nene Mechaveru. You're taking the Hanoah from someone else, and therefore you can be Chayev for the Hanoah. No, it's neither one of those approaches. Rather what? It says Tosfos, really you should be Chayev for the Hanoah by itself. What's the problem? Four words. What's the problem? Kofen. Kofen olav midas stom. Tosis in Bava Basra wants to say that Zenenav Zalachoser is potter because Kofen olav midas stom. What does that mean? That means that really the person, right, the balabos that the person is being nene from. So it's a midas stom not to let him be nene. You're not chaser anyway. What's the big deal? Like, why can't you let him be nene? So normally we force him, a kofal of midas stom, we force him to let him to be nene, to let him be nene. We say it's no sweat off your back. It's a freebie, right? He wants to have a freebie. So if he wants to have a freebie, why should you deny him the freebie? Kofal of midas stom, come on, it's midas stom. But you can't give him some. He's not going to destroy he's not going to destroy the property. If he destroys the property, he's going to have to pay. He's not destroying the property, he's just using the property. So we can tell him, Kofa love me the stom. We say, don't act like stom, let him get the hanok. But says Tosis, if Goli Adaita Denichle Bahotzah, so then it's not a midah stom. It's not a midah stom to be Toveya Hanok from him. If it seems like he wants a freebie, so Kofa love me the stom, tells me, don't force him to pay for the Hanah, because he doesn't want to pay for the Hanah, he wants to have a freebie. But if he demonstrates that he's not interested in a freebie, right, he likes the Hotzah, right, he's Nichalei B'Hotzah, that he's willing to spend money. V'haraya, he was Omad, the Nikif was Omad, and he built the fourth wall. So it's not like he only wants the freebie, he's willing to pay money. He's willing to ante up. Right? So if he's willing to pay money, then it's not a midah stom to demand the Hanah from him, to demand payment for the Hanah as well. That's how Tosis wanted to say. Right? That was Tosis's aunt. That was Tosis in Bava Basra and Daf Yud Beis. So that's how some of the Achronim want to suggest that Tosis in Bava Kama and Daf Chaf and our Tosfis are saying Nichalei Bahotzah tells me that it's no longer Kofel Lo Midas Tom. So therefore, there's a chiyuv to pay for the Hana itself, even if there's no Chisar. That was one way to interpret this Tosfis. But the other way is to say that maybe Zenan is Elochasen is Potter. Can't be Machai Mishum Hanoah. If there's no Chisar, it's not Kofel Lo Midas Tom. There's no Chiyuv for the Hanoah if there's no Chisar. Maybe the Pshat is that you can't be Nena Mechavero if there's no Chisar. You can't be called a Nena Mechavero. Aye, but if you're not Machai Midin Hanoah, so what's the Chiyuv? So we suggest that maybe Goli Alayta Denichale is Machayev for a different reason. What's the Chiyuv? Midin what? Yored. That even if it's a Sada Sheina, so you're Ligdar, right? To build higher than Dalet Amos, it's not Osi Ligdar. But if he's Goli Adarta Denichale, so then there's an Umdar and Muchot that he would have been Socha, the person with Chila. He's not Chayev Midin Nene, he's Chayev Midin Yored. That there's an Umdar and Muchot that he would have been Socha him. Right, even by Sada Sheina Suyalita, but if we have an Umdana, we have some Gili Das Mitzad Acher that implies that he would have been Socher him, so then it's like Hotzio Tzoas Al Piv. It's like he hired him. Ke'ilu, there's an implicit Tzchiras Polim, because Mistama he would have wanted to. So Zenen of Zelachosu is not a problem anymore. Yored is the Koveya. That's the Mechayev. So if the Mechayev is Yored, so then he can Mechayev even if Zenen of Zelachosu. Okay, these are the two approaches within the first answer of Tosis. That since Nichalei Bahotzah, so therefore Tosis says, even though Zenan of Zalachas normally should be Potter, but here is going to be Chayim. Question.
Can you explain again why we don't apply Midas Tom here according to the first explanation of Tosis?
We don't apply Midas Tom because maybe Kofel Lo Midas Tom is only if the other person is acting in a way that he wants a freebie. But if he's willing to pay some money, he doesn't just want a freebie, he's willing to pay money, so then we can force on him to pay for other things. Right? So in the case in Bava Kama, if the Nikif builds the fourth wall, we see that he's not just interested in a freebie. Like if the Makif will be Makif around him on four sides, then he's very happy with that. No, he's even willing to contribute. He's willing to pay for the fourth wall. So if he's willing to pay for the fourth wall, so then we could be Magagal on him even the payment for the three walls. Here, you can't say that, Kofel Lo Midas Tom, you know, you built the wall taller than Dalet Amos. He might be Nene from that, but he just wants a freebie. No, but if Samach Lo Kosel Acher, so that demonstrates that he's willing to pay money. He's willing to pay money for the Hana of the wall Lamala Midalet Amos. So once he's willing to pay money, so then Kofel Lo Midas Tom doesn't apply anymore. So we can force him to pay for the original wall as well. Okay, this is the first answer of Tosis. Nichale b'hotza, so therefore, we can force him to pay. Inami says Tosis, hocha zecha asaru. Chegorim lo shekbi akosa l'mayla midalat amas, shlo yilo hezegriya b'shum inyan mimenu. Says Tosis, the whole question is wrong. Your kasha is, aye, but this is zenen of zelo chosa. Says Tosis, no, he is chosa. He's chosa, why is he chosa? Why is the bona hakosa l'chotza? Why is the bona hakosa? Kosel ha-chotzer, choser. Why is the builder of the kosel choser? Because he's building the kosel for a reason. What's the reason he's building kosel? Hezegriya, right? He wants to prevent hezegriya. But for hezegriya, kosel of dalamis is sufficient. No, but he wants a super kosel. He wants to make sure that that there's no hezegriya possible. Yeah, even with a ladder, or, I don't know, they're jumping up and down, they buy a trampoline and they can pop up and down and see. He wants to be protected in any way possible. So he wants to have super protection from hezegriya. So is he chaser from the other guy? Of course he's chaser from the other guy. The other guy is the one who's causing him to build the wall of Malami Daladamas. So he's chaser. So if he's chaser, of course, this is not Zenen of Zelo chaser, this is Zenen of the chaser. Right? The second shutuf is Nana. How's he Nana? Because now he has the kosel that he can be Nosin Alavis Atikra. And the original individual, he's chaser. He's chaser because he wants the kosel of Malami Dalet Amos to protect from Hezekiah. So it's Zenev Zechosis. Of course, the Nene should be Chayim. This is not Zenev Zelochosis. This is Zenev Zechosis of Tosis. The first answer is, no, it is Zenev Zelochosis, but came in the Goliath, the Nichle, Bahotzah, So we can be mechayef him anyway, and we have different interpretations. But the second there is no. This is an enev zechosin. So if it's an enev zechosin, the whole question never began. L'chor, this answer tells us a pella. What's the yeah, Jack?
It doesn't go against everything we've been saying.
Everything we've been saying, right? Namely, that what?
That you can only force the da'adam.
No. It's going against everything we said about what? About what's defined as Zen and as a chassan.
Alright,
two different things. Let's hold. Daniel?
I was with Zach.
You were with Zach?
Then you could just be co-family over Dal Hamas every time. If it's over Dal Hamas, you mechayev him, then you could be co-family.
No,
Dal-Hamas.
Only if some achlo kosal achen. He's supposed to be nana.
Ah, yeah.
Is that what you were saying?
I think I know what.
You know what I was thinking? Oh, you got one chance. Just one second. You'll get another chance in this shit. Right? If samach lo kosal acher, so then this person's nana. But zaktoisvis, the other guy's chaser. So you can't say zene zalo chaser. The other guy's chaser. Pella! Yona, what's a pella?
Ano
and the chisar, never the twain shall meet. You got the Latin? What's going on over here? The Hanoah is to build a tinkler. The Chisaron is because of Hezekiah. What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? What's more, is this guy really Chaser? Is he Chaser Machmas the other guy? Is the builder Chaser Machmas the Shut of Hasheni? Think about it. Is he Chaser Machmas the Shut of Hasheni? How do we define Chaser? According to many Rishonim, we define chaser as chaser letzorech hasheni, right? That he's chaser because he's building letzorech hasheni. Is he building letzorech hasheni? I guess, Yona, that's really the point that you're making, right? If the hana'ah is for the tikra, so then he's not chaser letzorech hasheni. The other individual likes the first kosel because he wants to build a tikra on top of it. The first individual who actually built the kosel wants the kosel to protect from Hezekiah, from the other individual. So you can't call him Chosel Letzorech Hasheni. The second guy doesn't want it because of Hezekiah. He doesn't care. He thinks that a Mechitza Lamata Midalad, a Mechitza of Daladam, that's enough to protect from Hezekiah. Where's the Chosel? Where's the Chosel? He's not Chosel Letzorech Hasheni. He's not building it Letzorech Hasheni. He's building it Letzorech Atzmo. He's building it for his own purposes. He's not building it Letzorech Hasheni. The other person has a totally different sorech, and that sorech is completely irrelevant to the first guy. He doesn't care about the tikra. The tikra has nothing to do with him. So where's the chasr? Where's the chasr? It's Mama Shapel and Tosfos. L'chora, this Tosfos, the final word in the sugya, this Tosfos, second day in Tosfos, not even the first day, this second day in Tosfos, Daf Hey, is a source that maybe there are some Rishonim, these Tosfos, that holds that chasr. It's enough to be called chaser if you're chaser machmas the sheni, machmas the other guy, even if you're not chaser letzorech hasheni. But we kept on saying that you have to be chaser letzorech hasheni. If the other guy is gorem your chisaron, that's not enough. Just the fact that he causes the chisaron, that's not enough. If it's not letzorech the other guy, you're doing it for one reason, and he's nena for a different reason, that's not enough to be called chaser. That's what we kept on saying. The Ramban had like that, right? A lot of the Rishonim had like that. But this second day in Tosis is telling us nitazai. He's telling us not like that. Second day in Tosis is saying that as long as the other person was garim lechisaron, that's enough. He says it beferish. Nami hocha zeh chaser hu shegorim lo shegbiya hakosa lemaila midal adamas. He's gorim. It's all a function of if he's gorim. Without the other guy, he wouldn't be chaser, right? Without the second shota, then the first guy wouldn't be chaser. So as long as the other person is goring, he's chaser machmas the other person because he's goring that chisar. That's enough to be called a chaser, even if he's not doing it letzarech hasheni. This Tosis is going against everything that we had said before. It's a new shita. Now Tosis himself is mistopic. He's not sure. That's why he grapples. He has two different answers here. But according to the second answer of Tosis, lechora, you have to say that chaser is not a function of doing something letzarech hasheni, but rather as long as you do it. You do it because of the other guy. You do it machmas the other guy, that he's goreim, this chisar, that's enough to be called chaser. And then you'll be able to be mechayev the nene, because it'll be zenenev zechaser. Okay? Okay. Questions? Yes, Mori.
You say this isn't even Machmas Hashem, because you can assume that if this guy is Machmir about having a wall called Madan Dad Avos, even Nick and the Rabbi, he'd be Machmir about making sure the wall is tall enough to make sure no one sees it. So why the dock of the guy being there? Because even if the guy wasn't his neighbor, if he's worried about his Kriya, seemingly even Nick and the Rabbi would force him to build the wall Dad Avos.
Right, but the reality is, the second guy is living there, so he's Chosem Machmas, the person who's living there. You're saying if the Beer is just a Rabbim there?
Yeah. I mean, he himself is not going to look at him, so why should it matter?
But why is the second guy any different? Right. The fact is, the second guy is Nen. The question is the first person Chosem because of him? So he is building the wall, and if you ask him, why is he building the wall? He's building the wall because there is someone on the other side. So there would be a Rabbim on the other side if this person weren't there, but the reality is he is the one who's there, so that he's the Gorin for that. The person who is Nene is the Gorin for the Mechitza. So if your Gorin is enough to be called Chasas, then he is Chasar Nachmasa, so it'll be Zene Zer Chasar, and he'll be able to be Mechayim.
Is this idea, the second answer to Tosfos, similar to the idea we saw in Tosfos in Barakamah when you challenge Rashi, and
then
the response that
he brought there in Ma'an, and that's what we're talking about, exactly. That's the Tosis in Bava Kama doesn't give this answer. Right? This Tosis is assuming something different, that Chaser, someone can be called Chaser, even if he's Chaser Machmas, the other individual. The other individual's Goreng the Chisaron, even though the Chaser is not building it Letzorah, the other individual. That's what I'm trying to point out, that this second day in Tosis is something totally new that we haven't seen before. Okay? Okay, this concludes the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. So, Amar Reish Lakish, Ve'ezman l'chaveru v'amar, u'babizmano v'amar lo praticha b'sof zmani. Mesoras HaShas adds u'babizmano from the Marshal. That's very, very important. We're going to get to that. The Rishonim are going to touch on. Reish Lakish says, HaKoveezman l'chaveru v'amar lo, Nacham al, u'babizmano v'amar lo praticha b'sof zmani, Eino neman, v'lavai sheyifra b'zmano. Reish Lakish says that someone who's koveya zman lechavera, a halva b'milva shehelveyu, is koveya zman lechavera. He says you can pay me in 3 months from now. Let's say, right? Not 30 days. Stam halva shloshim yom. But this guy is koveya zman. He says in 3 months you'll pay me. Uba bizmano, and now this person comes bizmano on the day. As the Rishonim say, Biyoma de Mishlim Hazman, right? The day that the Zman is over. So he comes on that day, and he says, Praticha Besoch Zmani. He claims, I paid you within the time. Reish Lakish says, Eino Neman, V'lavai Sheyifra Bezmanu. He's not Neman, Halavai, you should pay Bezmanu. Abai V'Rava, Da'amri Tavayu, Ovid Inish Depar Begozimne. Abai and Rava argue. They say, Ovid Inish Depar Begozimne. It is normal. Zimna de Misramu le Zuzi, Omar Ezel Ifre, Kiechid de Lo Litridon. Abai and Rava say it's normal for someone to pay Besoch Hazman. Maybe he has the money. Maybe he has the money. And he's afraid that he won't have the money Bizman. So he has extra money now. So he says, you know what, let me pay now. So it is normal for people to pay Bizman. Abai and Rabba say that he would be Nema to say Praticha B'Sov's money. Reish Lakish says that he's not Nema to say Praticha B'Sov's money. Now, what in the world is this doing here? We'll see. The Gemara is going to try to bring a Raya from the Mishnah. We'll get to the Rayas. We'll get to the Rayas in Mitzvah. But let's try to understand this Machlokas Amaroi. Right? Koveya Zman L'Chaveiro. Then he says Praticha B'Sov's money. Reish Lakish holds that he's not Nema to say Praticha B'Sov's money. Abai and Rabba say that he is Nema. What's the machlokas? So, it would seem as though the machlokas is whether it's normal for a person to pay b'sof's mana. Abai and Rabbis clearly say, Ovid inish depar begozimne. They say it's normal for a person to pay b'sof hazman. So he's nema to say that he paid. Reish Lakish argues, so why would Reish Lakish say that he's not nema? So first answer you say, Reish Lakish holds that lo ovid inish depar begozimne. It's not normal for a person to pay toch hazman. Why would he do that? He'll wait till the zman. He doesn't have to pay Toch Hazman. Then maybe Mistam person doesn't pay Toch Hazman. In fact, it's interesting, on the Afhei Amid Beis, in the Hemshech of the Sugya, the Gemara does have such a Loshen. Chazaka lo ovid inish the par begozimne. The Gemara uses this kind of a lashon. Chazaka. It's like a rove. Lo ovid inish the par begozimne. L'chora, Rish Lakish is saying just that. That there's a chazaka. A person normally doesn't pay betoch hazman. So therefore, he's not going to be nem. He's not going to be nem. And if he's not going to be nem, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Right? There's a malva. There's a lova. The malva lent money to the lova. The lova says praticha besoch zmani. Rish Lakish says chazaka lo avid inish lo avid inish the par begozimne. So what are we going to do? We're going to be motzi mamon from the lova. We're going to be motzi mamon from the lova because of this chazaka. It's very difficult, right? Bishlam Abay and Rava, they say avid inish the par begozimne. They so they pater him. They exempt the lova from paying. Lafture mi mamon to exempt the lover from paying. I understand a rove can help him. A rove is some kind of a raya, some kind of a hochacha. So if we say that avinish the parba goes in, I can understand. We'll pata the lover. Reish Lakish says that we're going to be mechayiv the lover to pay. Since lo avinish the parba goes in, the Reish Lakish says that he's chayiv to pay. We're going to be motzi mamon based on a chazaka. Based on a rove, a ruba de lesser kamon, right? This is a ruba de lesser kamon. I think we talked about this already, right? Chazaka means many different things. Right? Chazaka can mean chazaka to make car. What is chazaka to make car? Status quo. That's, you know, cheskes tara and cheskas heter, status, certain status quo in an object, in a person. That's one type of chazaka. And then there's another chazaka that we've seen, right? Lech chazek ukni. Chazaka can also be a kinyan, a type of kinyan. Right? Cheskas kinyan. And then we have another type of chazaka. What's that? Cheskas batim. I forget the cheskas batim. What's that? That's cheskas. Cheskas kibushan, which is what type of chazaka? Cheskas raya. Cheskas abatim is a cheskas raya. That achilas peros can be a raya that I own a field. Okay. That's another type of chazaka. But there's a fourth type of chazaka, and that's what we're here for. There's a chazaka that's a ruba de lesser kama. What does that mean, a ruba de lesser kama? A rule that's not in front of us. Majority that's not in front of us. That means a rove in teva. A rove in the nature of things. What other type of rove is there? Rove in the nature of things? What other type of rove? Aruba, not Ruba de Lesser Kaman, but rather Ruba de Isa Kaman. What's a classical example of Ruba de Isa Kaman? Tishachanuyos, exactly. Okay? Tishachanuyos is a Ruba de Isa Kaman or the Isa Kaman. In different ways, whatever. It's in front of us. We have the rove and the mead in front of us. We have teisha chanuyos, right? 9 chanuyos are selling kosher meat. One is selling treif meat. You find a piece of meat in the street, right? Assuming it's clean, right? So you can eat it because we follow rove. Benimtza halokachar harov. We can follow rove since rove chanuyos, rove of the meat in the neighborhood, rove of the meat in the community is kosher, so you can eat the meat. That's a ruba de isa kama. That's not a roven teva. What's it's just a natural thing. Most food is kosher? No, I don't think so. Right? But if you have all of the elements of the rove and the meat in front of you, so then you follow the rove against the meat. Chazaka sometimes is a ruba de lesser kama, roven teva. Reish Lakish seems to say that you can follow a chazaka even to be motzi mamon. Since lo ovid inish the parba gozimne, we could be motzi mamon from the love if he said patich bezmani. If he said patich besoch zmani, we're not going to trust him. How can that be? How can we be motzi mamon based on a rove? What do we need normally to be motzi mamon? What do we need to be motzi mamon? What kind of a raya do we need to be motzi mamon? Shtar. Well, shtar is edim. Al pishnei edim yakum davar. Edim. It's like a pasuk in Chumash. So are we motzi mamon based on a rove? What's the answer to that question? Are we motzi mamon based on a rove? Doesn't the pasuk say Aiden? Are we motzi mamon based on a rove? What's the answer? Let's see if you can get this one. What's the answer? There are two different possible answers to this question. Are we motzi mamon based on a rove? What's the answer? Anyone? Machlokes. Okay, good. What machlokes?
Yes,
the pasuk in Chumash, Aiden. What's machlokes? Come on. What's machlokes? That. Redeem yourself. Machlokes. Who's the machlokes? Machlokes.
Aiden, so it's one Aiden, two Aiden.
The machlokes. Who's the machlokes between? Eitan.
Robin Shmuel.
Exactly. Welcome back. Rav and Shmuel. That's one possible answer. It's a machlokas. But what's another answer, by the way? We'll get to. What's another answer? What? Better. You're on the right track. Where, yeah. What's the other answer? Even if you assume like Shmuel, then normally it can't be Mosi Mama based on the row, but what's the answer? It depends. Doesn't it depend? We'll see. Let's hope. Okay, we'll see. What's the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel? That's in our Masechta. Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Tzadi Beis. Let's all turn to the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. You know, sometimes we don't do this inside, but if it's in Bava Basra, how can we not do it inside? It's right here. This is a Shas Sugya in the sixth parak, Mocher Peris. Gemara Daf Tzadi Beis says, "Itmar Hamocha Shola Chaver Avanimtza Nagchan." Let's say someone sells a shore to his friend. It turns out that the shore is a goring shore, a shore amud. What do we do with a shore amud? It doesn't have to be a shore amud, even a shore tam. What do we do with a shore tam? Right, we kill it. Right, if it's a nagchan, we kill it. Right. So what's going to happen if we kill it? If we kill it, so then you're not going to be able to use it for all. For all the purposes that normally you would use a shore. What are the purposes that you use a shore for?
Plowing.
Right? I know, you know, all of you own shvarim, right? So, what are the purposes?
Plowing.
What else? And eating, exactly, Binyamin, right? So, you would want, what do most people use a shore for? For plowing. That's what the Gemara says, right? And Washington Heights, I don't know if that's true, but at the time of the Gemara, that was true. So most people use it for plowing, but sometimes they'll use it l'shchita. You know, every so often, you have a chasen in the home, and you need a shor, you need meat. So sometimes you'll shech the shor. Oh, so itma hamocha shal chaver v'nim tzenachan Rav Amar here is a mekach tos. Rav says, forget about it. It's a mekach tos. You can give back the shor. You can say, I wanted it for plowing, and now I can't use the shor for plowing because you're going to kill it. Shmuel says that he can claim, well, I sold it to you l'shchita. It's not a mekach tos. What's machlokas Rav and Shmuel? So after all the dust settles in the Gemara, turn over to Tzadi Beis and Beis, we'll just go to the end. Rav Maharez mekach tos, bas ruba azlina, and Rav says, well, follow Rov, ruba l'radja zavni. Most people sell it l'radja. Most people buy it l'radja. They buy the shore, they want to buy it for Raja for plowing. And he can say, now I can't use it for plowing, so I want my money back. Mekach tos. Shmuel Amalach, what does Shmuel say? Ki azlina basaruba be'isura bimamona lo azlina. Bimamona lo. Shmuel says, we follow Rov be'isura. Zok the Rashbam. It's the Rashbam over here. Dr. Rajam, you follow Rov in Isura Teshachanuyos, but Bimona lo, but in Mammon, in Hochim Bimammon, Achar HaRov, says Shmuel. So you can't claim that, no, I bought it for Raja, I bought it for plowing. That's a Rov. Right? We don't follow Rov by Mammon. So because we don't follow Rov by Mammon, so therefore you can't say Mekach Tos. You can't say Mekatos. He can claim, the Mocher can claim, I sold it to you for Shechita. Okay, that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Do we follow Rov by Mama? Do we not follow Rov by Mama? Reish Lakish over here is saying that we follow Chazaka to be Motzi Mammon from the Lova. It's doch a Pella. We paskin like Shmuel. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Hilchasa Kishmuel Bedine. We paskin like Shmuel that ain't Hochin by Mammon Achar HaRov. We don't follow Rov by Mammon. So how can Reish Lakish say that we follow Chazaka, which means we follow Ruba de Lesser Kamon in this case? It's doch a pele. So if you were to go like Rav, everything is great, Eitan. Right, but we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel. We don't follow Rav by moments. It's the Chakash or Reish Lakish is really a Kash. What's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is the second point that I made just a moment ago. That maybe there are differences between different types of Rav. Maybe there are differences. Maybe there are some Ravs that are very strong. And maybe the Ravs that are strong, we do follow even by Mama. Who wants to suggest an idea like that? Marik. Exactly. The Marik, in Shoresh Ayin Beis, if you have the packet, please turn to it with me. The Marik says, Yoduahu, ki kama chazokos yesh betalmud asher machmosa motzi in Mama. Don't be confused by Shmuel. Shmuel never said that we never follow Rav by Mama. Never say never. Even Shmuel never said never. He said, but there are klal, we don't follow Rav by Mama. But Zokta Marik, there are chazokis. He doesn't mean chazok meikar. There are chazokis, there are roves, there are rubid lesa kamon, that we will be motzi mamon machmosim. Kagon what? Chazoka de Reish Lakish, packed above a basra. Reish Lakish is chazoka. That ain't adam. That Ovid Inish, the part that low Ovid Inish, the part goes in, right? That low Ovid Inish, the part goes in. The Chazaka de Eino Eidim Chosum al Ashtar Elem Kainasa Begodol, the Perk Beis de Ksubas. What is that referring to? A little bit of Gemara? It's Machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara day. What happens if we have a Shtar and we don't know who the Eidim are? Oh, we see the Eidim, they're signed on the Shtar, but we can't identify them. We don't know if they were Eidim Ksheirim or Eidim Sulin. And then Eidim come and they say, Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh Avol Ketanim Hayinu. They say, this is Ksav, yeah, we'll admit that we signed the Shtar, but you should know that we were Ketanim when we signed the Shtar. They did the wrong thing. They weren't supposed to sign the Shtar when they were Ketanim. You really don't, right? The Eidim are possible when they're Ketanim. So they say, Ketanim Hayinu. So one of the Tanoim says that they're not Neman. They can't pass the Shtar. The Mishnah really says that they are Neman. Meaning if we don't have any independent verification that this is the Ksav Yad, then hapesha asar who hapesha hiter? We'll get to such a concept maybe, right? The pesha asar is the pesha hiter. They said that it's a shtar by saying ksav yadenu huzeh. They created the monster. They created the chefzer shel shtar. So now they can pasul the shtar. Right? It's the opposite. The pesha hiter is the pesha asar. Right? They created the shtar, but now they can say that well we did sign the shtar, but we signed the shtar with psul, so the whole shtar is null and void. But one of the Tanaim says, no, they can't. They can't pass the shtar. Why? But why? They're the ones who are creating the shtar to begin with. So the Gemara says because there's a chazaka that ein ha'edim chosun al hashtar elam kein nasa begadol. That there's a chazaka that normally shtaras are made with gedolim. That no one's going to sign a shtar with edim ketan. So we don't trust them that they were ketan when they signed the shtar. That's a chazaka. But just one second. Through that chazaka, what are you going to do? Let's say it's a shtar hava. So you're going to be motzi moment from the lower based on that shtar. Well, based on the chazaka now, the edim are shrying, the edim are screaming that we were ketanim when we signed the shtar. So now based on the chazaka, you're going to assume that they were gedolim. And you're going to be motzi moment from the lower. What gives you the right to do that? How can it be motzi moment based on a rov? Frek the marik. The answer is, this is obviously an overwhelming rov. It's a very strong rov. It's a rov olim, we would say. It's a rov olim. It's a powerful rov. So if it's a rov olim, maybe even Shmuel would say that we follow such a rov to be motzi. That's what the Marik wants to suggest. The Koheno Rabbos, he says there are many other examples like this. V'lo omer de chazak aduki mamona becheskes marei tamod mineged. Right? We can be motzi from a muchzik even we can be motzi from a muchzik with such a rov. V'hatam nochon lameivin. And the Marik adds, I think it makes a lot of sense. Ki ein lomar uki mamona becheskes marei, ela keneged chazoka da asya memeila, kigon cheskes haguf. Chazoka da asya memeila. What does that mean? I'm not sure what those words mean. He's saying, by cheskes haguf, then we're not going to follow chazoka to be motzi mamon. What is cheskes haguf? So the example... example that's given is let's say a woman gets married, there's a kiddushin, Right, there's a kiddushin, and then before nisuin, the husband decides that he wants to divorce him. He doesn't want to do nisuin. So he's going to have to give a get, and he'll have to give her a ksuba. What kind of a ksuba? So if she's a basula, she gets 200 tzuz. If she's a ba'ula, she gets 100 tzuz. So what's he have to pay? So in most circumstances, if she's a basula, she has a cheskas basula. Every girl is a cheskas basula when she's born. Right? But let's say the husband finds out that she's no longer basula, that she's a ba'ula. But she says, no, I was nensa after erisin. The onus occurred after erisin. V'nestachfa sadcha. It's your fault. It's your problem. It's your problem. It's like if a field is flooded, so it's the balabais' problem. He loses out. So she claims that she was nensa after the kiddushin, and the baal says, "No, prove to me." So she has a cheskas aguf. She has a cheskas besula. So will the cheskas besula be motzi the extra 100 tzuz from the baal? Well, you're trying to be motzi moment based on a cheskas aguf. Let's say the Baal claims that that she has mumen, she has certain mumen, and he never would have agreed to the kiddushin if she had those mumen. He never would have agreed to the full ksuba if she had those mumen. And we don't know when the mumen came, right? But she has the chazaka from birth that she didn't have the mumen, and now there are mumen over here. And she claims that the mumen occurred after kiddushin. So who do we listen to? That's a case where there's a cheska saguf. Again, you're trying to be motzi mumen, trying to be motzi the 200 tzuz, the extra 100 tzuz. Right? Based on the chazaka, do we do that? Sakta Marik, no, that's cheska saguf. Cheska saguf, you can't be motzi imam based on such a chazaka. What is cheska saguf? What kind of a chazaka is that? Is that a cheska's kenyan? No. Is it a cheska's raya? No. What kind of a chazaka is it? Cheska saguf? It's a chazaka mekar. It's status quo. That is what a cheska saguf is. There's a certain status in the guf. Cheska's besula, cheska's pnuya, cheska's without mumin. That's a chazaka de meikara. Zok de marik. Havadi nak mimotzi moment based on a chazaka de meikara. That's not a svara. Right? It's a gzeras akosav that we follow chazaka. Does anyone know what the gzeras akosav is? I think we did this together. Not this year. And not last year either. But in chulin. Was anyone here for chulin? Don't want to put anyone on the spot. The tail end of chulin. My chazaka, right? By nigei batim, what's the din? That the person comes to the kohen and he says, "I think I have a nega in the home." So the kohen says, "Okay, I'm going to take a look." So he takes a look and he sees that it's a nega tzaras. He wants to declare the bias as a bias menuga, and they'll have to do whatever they have to do to the bias. What does he do first? He walks out of the house. And he tells the individual, take out all the kelim, because once the bias becomes menuga, it's tummy, and it'll be metame all the kelim. It'll be metame all of the clay cheres that you can't be metahar b'mikvah. The clay matches you can be metahar b'mikvah, but the clay cheres, all of the earthenware kelim, you're not going to be able to be metahar. So the Torah is chos on the moment of the bala bias. The Torah says, take out all the kelim first. What does the kohen do now? He's not going to declare the bias tummy when he's inside the bias, because then he becomes tummy too. So he walks out of the house, he checks the shear of the nega, right? It's a gris, it's at least a gris, a penny's worth or so. He walks out of the bias and he says, tummy. How does he know that it's tummy? How does he know that the tzara'as remained in the same size even after he left the home? Zok the Gemara Chulin, on the Yud, on the Beis, Mikan lechazaka min haTorah. That's the mocha that we follow chazaka. There's a status quo. The nega was a certain size. The nega was a certain size. In the moment that it takes the kohen to walk outside of the home, it's very unlikely that the nega changed its size. So we can follow chazaka, we can follow status quo. It's exeris hakosav to follow status quo. I mean, why should we follow status quo? Things change. No, the Torah says that you follow status quo. But that's not a good enough raya to be motzi mamon zok de marik. But chazaka of ruba de lesakamon? Chazaka of ruba de lesakamon, that's a svara, he says. Aval hecha shehachazaka ba machmas tam v'on chazaka de'en adam peret toch zmano o chazaka de'en adam shosu b'kos elam kein botko. Okay, a different chazaka. Chazaka de'en adam peret toch zmano. That's a svara. It's a roving teva. It's normal. It's normal for someone not to pay b'toch zmano. That's a svara. It's not exeris hakosav. That's a svara, and it's a svara chazaka. It's a very powerful svara. Zokta Marik, if it's a powerful svara, it's no worse than Edom. Maybe that rai is enough to be motzi maman. Reish Lakish's shita is that the chazaka de'en adam parer chovotok zmano is a very strong rov, and because it's a very strong rov, so therefore that's enough to be motzi maman. That's how he wants to learn. So we find a precedent for this idea that sometimes we can go basa chazak, we can go basa a rov to be motzi maman. Where is it? That Tosis in Sanhedrin, very famous Tosis on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Tosis in Sanhedrin is actually talking about a different type of rov. Based on the Gemara quotes the Machlokas Tanoim. How do we know that Dini Mamun is Bishlosha? First Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin, says Dini Mamun is Bishlosha. Says Machlokas, how do you know Dini Mamun is Bishlosha? One day I hold that we learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says Elohim, Loshon Chol, Elohim, three times in Parshas Mishpatim. So it says Elohim three times. So from that we know that you need three Dayanim. And the other day it says, no, you can't dash it from the first Elohim, Loshon Chol, Adnus. Right, you can't dash it from the first Elohim. We don't dash in Tchilos. So you only have two Elohim. So we know that you need two Dayanim. Ain Bezdin Shokol. There can't be a Bezdin Shokol where it's even. It can't be an even number of Dayanim, because then you can have a 1-to-1, 2-to-2, 3-to-3. You're not going to be able to judge. You're not going to be able to be Machria. So therefore, we're Mosif another Dayan. That gets a Machlokas Tanoim as to how do we know that Dinim Amis Bishlosha. So the Gemara and Gimel Amid Beis asks, Hodit nan shnaim omim zakai ve'echad omer chayev zakai, shnaim omer chayev ve'echad omer zakai chayev. That which we say that if two dayanim judge zakai, then he's zakai. Two dayanim that judge chayev is chayev. Name of the law, Rabbi Yoshia. Let's say that's against Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia is the one who holds what? He holds that the three dayanim are learned from the three Elohims. Which means that you need three dayanim on the case.
Right.
It sounds like three dayanim have to be judging this din. The psak has to emanate from the three dayanim. If you hold that, you just need a bezdin shakol. So basically what you're saying is, we have to have the opportunity, we have to have enough dayanim that it can be a 2-to-1. Right? But it sounds like 2-to-1 is enough. But if you say that it says Elohim three times in the pasuk, and from that we know that you need three dayanim, so how can you paskin any case based on only two dayanim? Don't you need three dayanim? So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Yoshia maisi lava kavachomer mi dina nefashos. Now he learns the kavachomer from dina nefashos that rov is enough, rov dayanim is enough. Umad dina nefashos dechamiri amar achmanas zilbasaruba dina mamanas lo koshke. What the Torah says, by dina nefashos we follow rov dayanim. By dina nefashos we follow rov dayanim. It's a gzera sakosu that we follow rov dayanim. So dina mamanas, which is more kal, it's dacha kal bachomer that we should follow rov dayanim as well. So even if the pasuk says the word Elohim three times, and from that we learn that you need three dayanim on a bezdin, but you can still paskin based on two. Right? You can paskin based on two because it's a kavachomer from dina nefashos that for the psak din it's enough to have two. Two out of three is enough. Tofrek tosis dina mamanis lo kolshkein tema de berei shamocha peros ka amar shmul de ein olchem b'maman acha harov. Frektosis, how can that be? You want to learn a kavachomer over here from dina nefashos to dina mamanis that rov dayanim is enough, but we don't learn a kavachomer from dina nefashos to dina mamanis regarding ruba de lesa kamon. Amaylo neila be kavachomer midina nefashos kedamar hacha. Let's learn a kavachomer, since ruba de lesa kamon works by dina nefashos. It should work by dina mamanis too. The ain lomar the dina nefashos gufayu lo az lina basa ruba be ruba de lesa kamon ala ruba de isa kamon. What are you going to tell me that by dina nefashos we follow rov by ruba de isa kamon? We follow rov dayanim, which is a ruba de isa kamon. The rov is in front of us. Maybe we follow rov by dina nefashos only by ruba de isa kamon, not by ruba de lesa kamon. It says Tosis can't be. The bereish perik sorer umore. Mashva the bechol duchtas lina basaruba bedina nefashos. Beyond rov nashim letes yaldan ruba de inchi tov be ibura de yarcha. The Gemara says that a bensora mora, a child can become a bensora mora only 3 months after he becomes a gadol. right? Only for those 3 months. That's it. So how do we know when he became a gadol? When he turned 13. How do we know that? So the Gemara says that rov noshim lates yaldan, since most women give birth to a full-term baby, so we can assume that he was a full-term baby. Rov noshim, that's a rubid lesser kama. What, you're going to kill this individual based on a rov? How can that be? The answer is we follow rubid lesser kama, even by din nefashos. So it says Tosfos, if we follow rubid lesser kama by din nefashos, shouldn't we learn a kavachomer that we follow rubid lesser kama by din nefashos as well? So how can Shmuel say that ain't holchem b'mamon achar harov, that we don't follow rubid lesser kama? It's talk against the Gemara Sanhedrin. Sarach Lomar says Tosfos, the ruba l'ranja zavni l'choshev ki hanach ruba. Says Tosfos, no, the rove that Shmuel is talking about, the ruba l'raja, that's a very weak rove. It's not such a strong ruba d'lesa kaman. Yes, most people buy the shvarim for plowing, but it's not, you know, a 90%. It's not a 95% rove. It's a 75% rove. Maybe it's a 60% rove. It's not such a strong rove. So Shmuel holds, in a weak rov, we're not going to follow rov to be motzi mamon. But by a strong rov, avada we'd follow rov even by dine mamonis of Tosfos. Tosfos says there's no chilek between dine nefashos and dine mamonis. We follow rubid lesser kaman by both of them. But only a strong rov. If it's a strong rov, we'll follow rov bein bedine mamonis, bein bedine nefashos. And if it's a weak rov, we won't follow rov by dine mamonis, nor by dine nefashos. Rov noshim lates yaldon, that's a powerful rov. Ruba l'raja, that's a weak rov. So by a weak rov, we don't follow rov by mamonis. V'hu adinami, we won't follow rov by din nefashos. A strong rov, we will follow rov by both of them. So you see, Nochamo, you see, Tosfos says that we would follow ruba d'lesa kaman. Shmuel wasn't saying, b'dafka, we never follow ruba d'lesa kaman by mamon. We do, but it just has to be a strong rov. Just has to be a strong rov. So maybe that's the point over here. Rish Lakish learns that he's not neman to say that he was part of Tok's mana, because the chazakah, the law of inish, the prophet goes in me, that's a very strong rov. So it's a very strong rov, then we will follow that rov to be motzi mamon. Okay, that's the Marik's pshat within Reish Lakish. Questions? What's the problem with this? I mean, this is a pshat. Marik learned this way. But what's the problem? Let's look at the text. Let's try to understand a little bit more. What's the problem with this? Reish Lakish doesn't say it. I know the Gemara in Hayim and Beis does mention this chazaka. Chazaka d'lo ovid inish the par begozimim. But that's not what he says over here. Reish Lakish just says, Hakovei hazman l'chaver, ubab hazman av'am lo particha b'sof zmani, eino nema. What does he say? If he held that the reason why the person has to pay, that we can be motzi mamon from the lova, Reish Lakish should have said what? What's the next word? What should it have said? Simple. It should have said chayiv. He's chayiv. Right? The chazakad lo avid inish depar begozimne. That's mechayiv him to pay. We could be motzi mamon. We can be motzi mamon based on that chazaka. Shouldn't he have just said chayev? Why does he say eino nema? Eino nema. What's more, if you'll tell me that he's based on the chazaka, so why did the Gemara say it over here? The Gemara does set forth this chazaka on the family base, but Reish Lakish should have said it over here. Eino nemon chazaka d'lo ovid inish de parva gozim. Abaye v'rava da'ami tavar. No, chazaka ovid inish de parva gozim. Reish Lakish should have mentioned the chazaka. He doesn't mention the chazaka at all. And thirdly, does it really make sense to say that a rubid lesser kaman is enough to be motzi mamon? I know the Marik wants to say like that. Tosis and Sanhedrin seems to say like that. But Shmuel doesn't say like that. The Poshup Shad and Shmuel, a number of the Talmidim came to me and said, they said, like, how do you learn, how do you fit Tosis and Sanhedrin with Shmuel? Shmuel says, Ein holchem b'mamon achar harov, period. He doesn't make chilukim over here. He says the chiluk is between mamon as opposed to issa. He seems to say that by mamon we never follow rov. So it's nice that the Rishonim are suggesting, well, it depends if it's a rov olin, if it's a rov gorua, if it's a weaker rov, if it's a stronger rov. It's very nice, but within Shmuel, it certainly doesn't sound like that. It sounds like we can't follow rov by mamon. And why do you think we shouldn't be able to follow Rabbi Mamon? Why? Because it's a pasuk. What's a pasuk? You got to follow Edom. Right? The pasuk pshat is you need Edom to be motzi Mamon. Rov is not enough to be motzi Mamon. So what's the pshat over here? Rish Lakish says that Yechayev Marik wants to interpret it's based on a chazak. It's a rubid lesekhaman. First of all, he doesn't mention the word chazak. Secondly, he doesn't say chayev. He says eino nema. And thirdly, mehechetesi, that a chazaka, that even a rubid lesekhaman that's strong is enough to be motzi Mamon. So how do we understand Rish Lakish? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovet Shiurim wants to suggest Rish Lakish has a different understanding. He says, look, we had the sugya of Huchsa Kafrim. We talked about this, the Gemara Bava Metzia. We spent a lot of time in Seder and in Shia developing this idea. So what emerges from that sugya? Let's try to evaluate. By Huchsa Kafrim, someone who's determined to be a liar. Right? Let's take the simple case, the Rosh's understanding. Right? Huchsa Kafrim is established when? Not just, sorry? Vada Mishaka. Excellent, Shlomo. Vada Mishaka. We know for sure that he's lying. Right, he's kofar bepikadon, and the Edom say that at the time that he was kofar, we saw that the pikadon was in his rishos. So he's poshut lying. It's poshut lying. Let's say someone is huchsa kafrin by a milva. Right, the malva says that you owe me $100, and he says you borrowed money from me on Tuesday, 12 o'clock, and the loba says absolutely not. I did not borrow money. Right? And there are Edim that testify that he did borrow money then. Okay, so he's chayiv. Later he comes and says parati. Right? So he's huchsa kafrin for this moment, and later he says that he was parati. Is he nema to say parati? So someone who's huchsa kafrin la'osa maman, he's not nema to say parati. Right? That was the whole point of the Gemara Bava Metzia, right? So he's not nema to say parati. Now, is there a chazaka that he's not parati? Is there a chazaka that once he's huchsa kafrin, he's not going to pay? There's no chazaka. There's no assumption. There's no rubid lesser command that he's not going to pay. The Edom came and showed that he was lying. Okay, so, you know, he feels bad. He caught him with a lie. Is he not going to pay? There's a chazaka that he's not going to pay? Yes. We do, but he proved himself that he doesn't follow that chazaka. Edom are testifying against that. Right, but is there now a chazaka that he's not going to pay the money? Maybe he will pay the money at some point in time. So why is he not nema to say parati? Why is he not nema to say parati? There's no chazaka that he's not going to pay. Why is he not nema to say parati unless he brings Edom that he was parea? Why? Why? Because his taina of parati is no longer a good taina. It's no longer a strong taina. The fact that he's huchsa kafrin la'osa mamon, so that weakens his taina. He doesn't have nemonas to say parati anymore. His taina is like a taina sofek. So if his taina is like a taina sofek, then it's not going to exempt him. It's not going to exempt him. You see, if someone comes to Bezdin, Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, Shimon owes him $100. And Shimon says, Ein yodea im nischayavti, I don't know if I'm chayav. Taina sofek. A taina sofek. So if there is no cheskas chiyuv, you can't necessarily force him to pay. Right? Reuven's not going to be able to force him to pay. He claims that he owes him. So he has a taina svadi, but the other guy has a taina sofek. He doesn't know. Right? He doesn't know. And there's no cheskas chiyuv. There's no assumption that there's a chiyuv. So we can't necessarily be mechayiv him based on the statement of the other guy. But let's say Reuven comes to Bezdin and says that you owe me $100, and he says, Ein yodeh im praticha. Ein yodeh im praticha means, I admit that I borrowed money from you, but I don't know if I paid back. Oh. If he doesn't know that he paid back, so then there's a tainas vadai, right, against his tainas safek, but there's a cheskas chiyuv. If he only has a tainas safek, and there's a cheskas chiyuv, so then his tainas safek is not going to protect him. If there's a cheskas chiyuv, and all he has is this weak taina, Ein yodeh im praticha, he admits to the fact that he borrowed money. So there is a cheskas chiyuv over here. There's the assumption that he was chayv at some point in time in this mamon, and now he's only giving a weak taina to say that maybe he should be potter. Ein sofek motzi midei vadei tells me that his taina sofik is not going to be able to exempt him from the cheskas chiyur. Sofrabel chanan, that's the same thing by huchzakafran. Someone who's a huchzakafran la osamamon, so now his taina of parati is a taina gurua. It's a weak taina. So since he has a cheskas chiyur, there's the assumption that there is a chiyuv over here. Edom said that there's a chiyuv over here. Right? There was an extant chiyuv, and now he has a taina that I should be potter from that chiyuv. He has a taina of parati. But this taina of parati, since he's so kavra, and that taina of parati is a very, very weak taina. So he's not going to be neman with the taina of parati, because this taina sofik is not going to be able to be motzi from the cheskas chiyuv. There's a cheskas chiyuv, right? Established by Eidim Shalopara at a certain point in time. Now he says parati later. That taina's parati is a taina grua. It's like a taina suffik. It's kamo. It's not a taina suffik. He's saying bevada he was parer, but it's like a taina suffik. It's a weaker taina. Ein sofek motzi midei vada. So why is he chayev? Is he chayev because there's a chazoka that he was not parat? No. He's chayev because he's not neman with his taina of parati. He's not neman with his taina of parati. Right? It's not that there's a chazoka and the chazoka tells us how pi rov he's chayev. No. There's a cheskas chiyuv. The cheskas chiyuv is enough to be mechayev him, unless he has a good taina. If he has a good taina neged, so then he can part himself from that cheskas chiyuv. It's not a vada chiyuv. There was a cheskas chiyuv at some point in time, but that can change. But he's got to put forth a solid taina. If he only puts forth a weaker taina, that's not enough to win the case. So if he's a kafran, so his taina is a taina. His taina parati is a taina grua. That's like a taina sofik. Taina grua is like a taina sofik. It's on the same level. He's not saying a sofik. He's saying vada parati. But his taina parati, because he's a cheskas, his taina parati because he's suchsa kafran, is a weaker taina. So it's like a taina sofik. Ain't sofik motzi mide vadai. His taina sofik can't be motzi from the cheskas chiyuv. So they're going to be chayiv. Reb Chana wants to say the same thing over here. Reish Lakish says what? That this individual, right, is not this individual who claims parati besoks mano is not going to be neman, and he's going to have to pay. Why? Zokta Marik, it's a chazok. Chazok adlo avad inish the parba goes in there. The rov is motzi mama. Aye, but rov can be motzi mama. Don't we need Aiden? The answer is it's not the rov that's being motzi mama. No, it's that since it's not normal for a person to be parei b'sof zmano, there is a chazaka adlo avad inish the parba goes in there. Reish Lakish alta. What does that chazaka do? The chazok is not motzi mama. What does the chazaka do? It's megarea his taina. It weakens his taina. Now his taina of parati is not a strong taina. The chazaka doesn't carry the day. All the chazaka does is it weakens his taina of parati. So what? So it weakened the taina of parati, but it's still a good... No, since there's a cheskas chiyuv, he needs a good taina to win. The chazaka is not motzi the mamon. No, the chazaka weakens his taina parati, since lo ovid inish the parva goes in there. So now his taina parati is not a good taina. His taina parati is not a good taina, so then it's not going to win against the cheskas chiyuv. So what's being motzi the mamon over here? What's being motzi mamon here? Not the chazakad lo ovid inish the para begozim there. What's being motzi mamon over here? Two words. What's being motzi mamon? The cheskas chiyuv is being motzi mamon. The cheskas chiyuv is being motzi mamon. I don't need the chazaka to be motzi mamon. The chazaka is megarea his taina. It weakens his taina. Once the taina is weak, then his taina is like a taina sofik. A taina sofik is not enough to be motzi from a cheskas chiyuv. So therefore, he's going to be chayiv. And that's licked in the vertum. Reish Lakish says what? Kaveh zman lechavera uba bezman of amar praticha besok zmani. What's it then? Eino neman. Eino neman. That's mamish what he's saying. Eino neman. The taina is a taina grua. He's not neman to say this. The chazaka ruins the taina, and because it ruins the taina, he's not neman to say this. So what's the din? We know the din. He's not neman. The cheskas chiyuv is mechayev him. Okay, this is a second approach. Reish Lakish is not saying that the chazaka is actually what's motzi mamon. No, maybe it can't be motzi mamon based on a rov. But the chazaka destroys his taina. Once it destroys his taina, the taina is like a taina safek, and it's not going to win against the cheskos chiyuv, and therefore the person is going to be chayav.